2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Morning, and welcome to the DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown. Today we're going to do FanDuel, not Fantasy Draft. FanDuel, we got a great tournament that FanDuel has today. Really excited about it. It's a price point they haven't had in a while. I can't remember. It's been a couple years, I think. 100K up top. It's called the 400K NBA Super Trade Day Shot. $3.33 to get in there, 150 max. For $500, you can max this, have a shot, some lotto tickets at 100 grand. Love this price point. It's already 80,000 of 143,000 filled, so over half full already. FanDuel should run this all the time. It gives a price point where we can get a lot of other people can go after this tournament. Then they offer the $7, $8, $10, $12, $20 buy-ins. It's the same people. So I really like this. I really hope FanDuel keeps it around. Get some more people involved here to do this 150 max for life-changing money. Before that, if you're not already following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on those notifications when you know I go live. Also, if you're not a member of DFS Army yet, don't know what you're waiting on, join us. Use promo code Twitch to save 20% off your lifetime membership, and that includes all sports. Again, NASCAR, MMA, you know, those aren't extra costs here at DFS Army. PGA, XFL, all that's included. We've been smashing. It's a lot of fun. So, again, jump on over here, dfsarmy.com, enter promo code Twitch, save that 20% off. And, yeah, let's get after it, man. What's up, G-Money? How you doing, man? Yeah, you max that bad boy? Great. I love to hear it. I hope more people can max that thing that don't have the opportunity or the bankroll to do it when we get a, you know, we're talking, you know, when it's like last night, $7.77, it's almost $1,200 to max that. Like today's about $500. So people, the bankroll that aren't up, you know, to a point where it allows them to max that tournament, this is a fantastic opportunity at 100 grand. And hopefully we can kind of put you on some plays here that maybe help you take that thing down. So, yeah, man. So yeah, we're gonna do FanDuel today. We're not gonna do fantasy draft, and I'm pumped. It's a slate where we got a lot of news on the back end that we might not know, especially with the Lakers. So let's go into the news a little bit here. Top it off. It's on the Philly side. We know Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are both out. Josh Richardson's out with that concussion protocol as well. So Philly going up against the Lakers. It's the Hammer game, 10 p.m. They're currently 12-point dogs. So, you know, Tobias Harris and Horford are going to get all the issues they can handle. Milton has been shooting out of his stinking mind. He's still a great price on FanDuel. But there's a couple other guys I really like on here, and we'll talk to them when we get to that game, that I think will be a little less owned than they should and will be blowout proof as well, that can put up some monster games. So we'll get to that later in the show. Draymond Green's questionable. Again, if he's out, we'll see a lot of Chris Pascal. But you know, Dragan Bender might see some run here. It's a tough matchup against Denver, so Bender would see some blowout run. So if we don't see Draymond, then those are the guys you're looking at. Chris and Pascal are kind of priced up now, so they're not cheap by any means. Kimba Walker's probable, so he is probably going to be back tonight. He had knee injury, so I'm not expecting him to get heavy minutes. The big thing on this game is Tatum is questionable with an illness. And we also have Smart questionable as well. If both those guys were to sit, I would love to play some Jaylen Brown here. And I would love to play, where's he at? Definitely not Watermaker. I'll play some Hayward. Hayward and Brown are the two guys that I would play. But if one of those guys are in, if Tatum or Smart are both in, then it's just kind of a stay away spot completely. So no 9/11 Army. It is not Danny Green time, buddy. Sorry to hear that. Moving on here. The Spurs are on a back-to-back. We get Aldridge is doubtful. I don't think he's going to play here. They're going up against Charlotte. Charlotte has some injuries of themselves. Devontae Graham is doubtful with his ankle. So we're probably going to get a ton of Rozier here on that side. You know, they're kind of short. I think Bacon was in the G League. So we're probably going to get a lot of Cody Martin and the Martin brothers themselves. I like Cody more than his brother. Rozier chalks never pans out very well. But he's cheap on FanDuel, so you got to be in your player pool. But we have all seen this, and Spurs are not good on defense. And again, but on the Spurs side, you know, with Aldridge out, and then Pirtle, you know, Jakob Pirtle being out, Lyles is going to get a ton of run. I think we're going to see Gay again here. I don't think they'll start big here. I don't think they have to go big against Charlotte. So I don't think we'll see Gay on the bench. I think they might start him, and. And I think we see a bounce back game here for DeRozan. Toronto has, again, a lot of injuries, and this game is also a 9 p.m. game. I hope we get this news, but I doubt it. Gasol is out. We also have Fred VanVleet is questionable. So the big ones here is Fred VanVleet is questionable and Serge Ibaka is questionable. If they're both out, then you know what to do. Roll out OG. I don't think he's going to get 6 steals or 7 steals like he did the last 2 games, but he's still relatively cheap. And then, you know, Lowry's going to get a ton of run. Powell's going to get a ton of run. We'll probably start Hollis Jefferson again to 5. So, and Siakam, it's just the main characters there. So we got a lot of this news on the back end that we might not get. So we might have to take some chances here on FanDuel, and just hope that those guys sit. Now Toronto's a 5-point favorite. So I would have guessed one of those guys sit, but we'll have to see. Everything else, Anthony Davis is questionable with that knee. There are 12-point favorites against Philly. So, again, if he is out, we could take some shots at Kyle Kuzma again, maybe some Howard McGee. And, of course, LeBron James is going to do everything he can. And then maybe a little dash of Rondo. But we might not know that. And so that's a gamble you have to take here on FanDuel, being at a 10 p.m. Pacific game here. Oubre's out for Phoenix. So we're going to see a lot of, you know, just more usage for Bridges and Booker. You know, it's up against Toronto. If those guys are out, that's not the same Toronto defensive team here. I think you could stack that game up. Whereas I think a lot of people might not go there. They're probably going to go to the Pelicans of Minnesota. That's a really high over-under there. You know, J.J. Redick's still out, but, you know, that team's pretty much healthy on the Pelican side, and you can play all those starters. And also the news, that's about out. Holmes is still out, so it doesn't really do anything, you know. Bielitsa's still going to be the guy in play, and Harry Giles. But the big ones, again, the big boys, we kind of went over those, and they're going to kind of dictate the slate. The rest of these guys, nothing really. The only other one that I will mention is Paul Millsap is questionable with an ankle. And if he does sit, then Grant will get the start, get a ton of minutes. But I really like Porter Jr. If he gets 25 minutes against Golden State, he could absolutely smash them. So thanks for the follow, Riles. Appreciate it, man. So those are the guys we're kind of looking at. Hopefully some of this news drops early, but tell me right now, who do you guys got? Who are some of your locks on this slate real quick before we dive into this thing? Who we got? Initial look, who you guys like lock button in or someone you're going to be heavy on? Nobody? Give me some Gay. Alrighty then. Well, then let's just dive on into this bad boy. All right. Let's see. We will start. Here's this tournament. $3.33. 400K NBA Super Dre Day Shot. 100K up top. 25% of the prize pool is up top. Adam says DeRozan. Yes, I like the DeRozan bounce back game. This is a much better matchup than against Indy than we had last game. And we'll start with this. We'll start with this game here. It's a fantastic game to start on. It's the Spurs of Charlotte. Let's see what kind of over-under we have on this game. It is a 212 over-under with the Spurs favored by 3. again, if we look at the, let's look at the Spurs side ball. Thanks for the follow, man. On the Spurs side of the ball, DeRozan is 8K. Just a fantastic matchup for him. I think this is a fantastic bounce back game for him. He struggled against Indy, but we all know that, you know, they're a way better defensive team. Only put up 26 fantasy points last night, but 38 minutes. I think he bounces back here at 8K. I have no problem playing him. You know, Lyles at 5,400 is still too cheap. He's going to see massive minutes here. He'll start at the five more than likely. Again, Pop could do something different. We'll know the starting lineup. It's the beginning of the game here. So 36 minutes, 39 minutes over his last two games. We could probably see something similar to the 34, 35 minutes. And I could expect you're probably going to see 30 to 35 fantasy points with upside. But I have no problem going back here at 5,400. He's still too cheap. We know we can attack Charlotte with bigs. We talked about Gay here. I think Gay's minutes are going to come up. So, you know, he played 26 and put 16 points. I can see him hitting more on the 30 mark and maybe towards that 25-30 mark. And this is when you jump on guys, when they struggle the night before or the game before. Recency bias sits in a little bit. You jump on some of these guys. So Rudy Gay, 4,800, no problem there. I don't think that they're going to go back to Eubanks here. You know, I think that they don't have to go big here against Charlotte. And I think, you know, we could even see Lonnie Walker get in the starting lineup. We saw this a few games ago in a situation where we thought Poeltl was going to start when he was healthy, and he didn't. So they started Lonnie Walker. Now, Lonnie Walker didn't start last game. He played 20 minutes, put up 19. That's, you know, 4K. I don't mind this. You know, he put up 25 and 27 minutes against Dallas a few games ago. That might have been the game he started. I'll have to pull up that game log. But if he starts, I have some interest in him for sure. Again, you can attack Charlotte all up and down here. No problem playing DeJounte Murray if you want to. Patty Mills is always in play in tournaments for me. He's never owned. He's always plays around 20 minutes. He had a big game last night. Those three steals really boosted his point total here. But 3,500 min salary here at FanDuel. Again, GPPs. I have no problem playing some Patty Mills. You know, if you want to take a shot on White, that's okay. But for me, the guys, it's Lyles, Gay, and DeRozan are the ones I'm focusing on. But again, DeJounte Murray at 5,700, I have no problem there. Because if we go look on the Charlotte side, you know, with Devontae Graham, with him missing, all these guys are cheap. I mean, just look at this. The most expensive guy in Charlotte is Rozier at 5,700. You can play any one of these guys. Their implied team total is 104.5. And they're going to have to score points, somebody. Again, Terry Rozier is going to be massive chalk. All right? He's going to play 36, 37 minutes. He's about a 0.89 fantasy point per minute over the season. Over the last 2 weeks, though, he struggled a little bit, about 0.76. But if you pull that out, and if he's playing that many minutes, you know, he's the kind of guy that I'd throw him in cash games. But I don't want to be extremely overweight on a chalk Terry Rozier. We've seen this many times, even at this price. But I'm not going to completely fade him. So 5,700 is way too cheap. I think Miles Bridges is going to get a lot more usage here. 35 minutes, 34 minutes, but 26 and 28. But against some pretty tough matchup here, you know, against Milwaukee and here against Toronto. If we look down a little bit further and playing a team like, you know, Minnesota, put up 31 in 34 minutes, put up 44 against Houston. There is upside here, and with no Devontae Graham, that usage is going to have to go somewhere. And as everyone flocks to Terry Rozier, maybe this is a Miles Bridges game at 5,700. So I really, really like that play. And a guy I would rather go overweight on just to get a little bit different. Come down here to PJ Washington, Biombo. With Zeller back, it kind of screws this whole situation up with these bigs. Again, Spurs are not a good defensive team. They are just not. And you can attack them any way you want to. I like Cody Martin probably the best. He's 4,200. He's going to see a ton of minutes with Graham out. Again, 29 minutes, 22. Back in against Indy, he put up 29 minutes, put up 25. Royal 9009, thanks for the follow, man. Yeah, Monk's out with his suspension. They're just going to be forced to play him. He's going to play a ton. Like I said, we got to check on Bacon because I think he was in the G League. His brother, Caleb Martin. I mean, look at these guys, man. It's crazy how they look so similar together. It's hard to tell them on the court, man. They're twins. Cody's the guy you want to play. Don't play Caleb Martin. So when you see C. Martin, I mean, not saying you can't play him. I would just rather play Cody over Caleb. The upside is he's just a more talented basketball player. So, really, you're going to want a couple of these guys, I think. At the price here, there's a lot of value. You know, P.J. Washington has shown a ceiling at times. And if he sniffs, I still would rather go Miles Bridges. But, he's in play as well. But then the big guys here. Willie Hernangonez, 4,600. We've seen a couple ceilings out of him. You know, 20 minutes, 35. But they're kind of crowded down here with Washington, Hernandez, Zeller, Biombo. It's the guards here that you're really looking for. So we'll slide Cody Martin in this lineup as we're just messing around with it. Like I said, I really like Bridges as well. But yeah, definitely get a couple pieces here. We got some value. I know it's the first game of the slate, and we just don't know what's going on here. Let's move over to Brooklyn at Boston. On the Celtics side of the ball, this game is a 221.5 over under. Boston favored by 9. Like we talked about at the beginning of the show when we broke down some of this news, it all hinges upon Smart and Tatum. Walker's probable to play, but even at 6,600, I think he's going to be on a minutes limit. They're not going to run him out there 35 minutes, you know, coming off of a knee injury. He could probably be limited to 20, 25. So I have no really interest in Walker, even at 6,600. I really don't have a lot of interest there. For me, it all comes down to this. If Tatum and Smart are both out, I want a lot of Hayward and a lot of Brown. Maybe a little bit of, if Tatum's out, maybe a little bit of a Daniel Theis here, and maybe a shot at Cantor and GPPs. But that's about it on this side of the ball. I ain't 3,500 Wanamaker. I don't want it. I don't want to do it. And again, if all of these guys play, I'm just going to move on. I don't want to take chances of what they're going to do. Tatum at 9,400. There's just other plays I would rather go. This is just kind of a move on for me. On the Nets side, again, the prices are down, I think, because of this matchup against Boston. If Tatum is out and if Smart is out, those are two of the better defensive players on that team. And I have no problem going back to LeVert here. He has struggled the last two games. Still playing big minutes, but 23, 25. But we know what he can do. You know, of course, against Washington, one of the faster teams in the league, put up 62. Orlando put up 36, 41 against Charlotte. People are going to be down on him. But I need to see on the Boston side if those guys are out. If they're out, no problem going LeVert. No problem going to Dinwiddie. But that would be about it on this 8-game slate. I am not touching any of these other, secondary tertiary plays here. It's basically LeVert and Dinwiddie and just kind of move on. But again, it all hinges upon the guys on Boston. If those Boston guys are in, I would take a few shots here, but I wouldn't go crazy with LeVert and Dinwiddie. I'll have more exposure if those guys on Boston are out. Let's head on over to the over-under on this game is absolutely insane. Minnesota at the Pelicans, 246.5. 246.5. Now, we saw what can happen in these high over-under games. That Atlanta-Memphis game last night was an atrocity. Holy crap, that was such a bad game. So it can happen. I'm not saying, everyone's going to play these guys, but a lot of them are priced up. A lot of them are priced up. Let's look at the Timberwolves side here. D-Russ, 8,500. He's going to shoot the ball 20-plus times. He's all the usage on this team. I have no problem with this price at 8,500. Again, in a pace-up matchup. Malik Beasley, 5,500. He hasn't been lights out the last couple games, but again, don't mind this matchup. I know he'll probably see a little Drew, but 5,500, I'll take a chance on him. Hernan Gomez, 4,800. Naz Reid, 4,600. James Johnson, 4,900. All these guys are in play, but nobody I think is a must. They can still go, 10 deep here, no problem. So it's not like they're hurting with injuries, more like Charlotte where they're out a couple of their big guys. So I'd really rather look at the Charlotte guys, to be honest with you. Even though this is a high over-under game, I wouldn't play, three of them from the Minnesota side. I would pick one or two But again, James Johnson, Hernan Gomez, Beasley, they're all in play. On the Pelican side, they're all healthy, man. This team is actually healthy. I hope they get the eighth seed. They're striving to get there. You know, between them and Memphis, I really want to see the Pelicans because they're a fun team, and I think they're going to be really good for a long time if they can keep this young core together. So I hope they do, and I hope they play the Lakers in the first round. It'll be a great first-round series. But again, Zion, 8,200, no problem playing Zion. He should be able to do whatever he wants to against this front court. We saw him do whatever he wanted to against the Lakers, man. So against Minnesota at home, he should be able to dominate here. You know, put up 35.7 rebounds. He's just pretty safe for right around 5X, you know, with some upside. Not a must play by any means, but no problem playing him. Drew at 8,100, I would rather go Lonzo Ball. Drew's probably the one odd man out of the four or the five starters here of Favors, Ball, Ingram, Holiday. I would say Ball's probably my favorite at price, then Zion, you know, and then Ingram and Holiday are just priced up to a point where it's really tough. Any one of these guys can go up for massive points, but they're all towards their ceiling here, where I think Ball has a little bit of meat left on the bone. And then Zion, we haven't seen the ceiling monster, you know, 30-20 game or 40-20 game. And if this game stays close where, you know, they're 12-point favorites here, if you're going to run multiple Pelicans, you need to bring it back with like a Russell and Beasley or something, because if multiple of these guys are going to go off, then Minnesota is keeping this game close. So I would look at, you know, maybe you're just running one or two of these guys out here. I wouldn't run a bunch of them at price. Derek Favors, you know, up against Naz Reid, 5,300. It's always about minutes with him, but, you know, it's a great price point. Definitely will be in my pool at that price. Put up 34 against the Lakers, 36 against Cleveland. Should have no problem here against Minnesota. So, you know, you definitely be in your price pool. I don't think I want Hart. You know, they brought Alexander Walker back with J.J. Redick hurt, so they could run, you know, a little Walker. They got more. All these guys on an eight-game slate, I don't think are going to win you a GPP. So I don't really want a lot here. I mean, you can look at Josh Hart at 4,200. You know, if he gets hot. But, again, I think there's other places I'd rather go. When Cody Martin's 4,200 and Josh Hart's 4,200, I'd rather go Cody Martin here. What's up, Riles? How you doing, man? You installed Twitch just for DFS Army. That's awesome, man. Appreciate it. Glad to have you on. So, yeah, that's where we're looking at. Let's head on to the next game. The Clippers at OKC. Again, the Clippers are fully healthy here as well. This is a 226 over-under with the Clippers favored by 3.5, which is kind of low, to be honest with you. But OKC's been playing pretty good ball here. You know, let's first start on the OKC side. Again, all these guys are too cheap. Clippers are a great defensive team. Chris Ball, 7,300. I like this play over what'll be a chalkier Ball if you want to get different. If Ball's going to get all the ownership, why not go Chris Paul? He has ceilings, you know, 40, 45 points, you know. Love Chris Paul here. Again, at home, up against the Clippers. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 6,900. Schroeder, 5,300. Gallinari, 5,800. I think all these guys will be too low owned. They only have 111 implied team total. You know, Steven Adams probably has the best matchup on the board. But, you know, we need to see the minutes there. You know, they put that 60 booger up in 32 minutes, and they're still fighting, you know, to stay in the playoffs as well. Nerlens Noel at 4,100. If you don't want to run Adams, and, you know, he can spike you, you know, 30 burger at 4,100. If he, you know, he loves those blocks and steals. So don't mind to take a shot on him. Like I said, Schroeder 5,300. These guys will be under owned because of the matchup, but because they're home and they'll be under owned, and you're trying to win this 100K, you got to get different somewhere. So I have no problem taking the top six of these guys anywhere. and I'll probably be heaviest on Chris Paul. And then my next, I'll probably be sitting on Schroeder, then Gallo, then SGA, then Adams and Noel are just real small pieces here. But that's what I'm looking at. Let's head on over to the Clippers side. With them fully healthy, 9,100 for Kawhi is just a little too much for me. You know, when both George and Kawhi play, you know, 43-33, you know, even if you're looking for a GPP winning score, I see maybe, you know, he's put up 54 against Phoenix in 35 minutes, 53 against Sacramento. It's just 9,100 is not a bad price. He'll be in my pool, but knowing that I'm like trying to force in. Paul George at 6,800 is way too cheap. Now, he's been getting back in here. 30 minutes last game against Philly, put up 35. That's just way too cheap for Paul. I'll probably take more chances on Paul than Leonard. Just because we have some of the value, like I said, with Lyles. You know, and we're going to have some other guys like Horford coming up. So, you know, we even might have a Hollis Jefferson if we get Ibaka out for Toronto. So, with position scarcity, I'm probably more sitting on Paul George here. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, brother. And 2 days in a row. That's right, man. We'll come back tomorrow too. I love doing these pods with you guys. Montrezl Harrell, 5,700. That's too cheap. I don't know if he'll see the minutes. He'll probably go up against Noel, which is, you know, he's more of a shot blocker, but not, you know, loving him for defense. So 5,700, I'll definitely take a shot on that. Sweet Lou, 5,100. That's just too cheap as well. Reggie Jackson, if you look at him at 4,300, he hurts Pat Bev's upside for sure. And if you look at the last two games, you know, 19 minutes put up 28. Denver in 18 minutes put up 32. Extremely efficient in this time he's out on the court. So I'll take some shots at Reggie Jackson. I won't play Pat Bev. I'll take some shots at Reggie Jackson. But I just don't think he's going to be hardly owned at all because he just moved again to the Clippers. And, you know, there's a lot of casuals that maybe they're going to play this that don't look at that. But I would take a few shots there. Don't really have interest in Zubac, even though they're going to need his size up against Adams. But I don't really see the massive upside here. And we have enough value on this slate. I don't really want to go there. So to me, it's Paul George. Again, position scarcity at small forward. Then I'll look at little Reggie Jackson, little Sweet Lou at 5,100, you know, if he gets going. And then Kawhi Leonard, just a splash of him, you know. Very consistent, like for a cash game, but for tournaments, I don't know if you have massive upside there at 9,100. Let's head on over to Golden State at Denver. This game is a 218.5 over under with Denver favored by 16.5. Yeah, I don't think Draymond's going to play this game. On the Nuggets side of the ball, Jokic, 10-3. You can play Jokic. If you think this game stays close, play Jokic. I don't think it does. I don't think I'll go there. Paul Millsap, there's no reason for them to rush Paul Millsap out there right now. I think he sits. I think they'll start Jeremy Grant again. 4,400 is, again, way too cheap. We talked about this with lineups, like we did yesterday too. You know, with the most optimal way to build, it was playing Larry Nance and Trey Lyles. That was in the nut lineup. I mean, it was, you got to look at where the great value is, and that's where it was last night. The one thing yesterday that everyone thought it was going to be was Luka and Trey, and they both sucked, and it was CJ and Harden were in the nut lineup on FanDuel at shooting guard and actually paying the mid-tier at point guard. So I still think it's power forward is the way to spend down here, so that's why I'm not really high on Kawhi, and I'll have some Zion in that. But again, I think we have too many guys down here with massive upside. Again, Jeremy Grant, 4,400 with no Millsap in a game that gets up and down. 34 minutes, you know, he's usually good for a blocker assist. That would have boosted him up over 30. Love this, but I really love two plays here. Michael Porter Jr., 3,900. 19 minutes, he put up 25. 2 games ago, Detroit, 22 minutes, put up 22. I love the upside for this play. And you know, maybe he gets a little bit more run here if Millsap does sit. So I do have some interest in Porter Jr. And the one guy that could be really sneaky here, if this game gets out of control, Plumdog, man. Plumdog, 4,100 Plumdog. If this man gets some run, I mean, look at that. 10 minutes, a dude put up 20 fantasy points. if this guy gets 25 minutes, he's going to just smash this. There ain't nobody in Golden State that's going to do anything to him. There's no reason for them to run Jokic out if they're really smashing Golden State. Golden State on the road going into Denver, where they're 16.5-point dogs. You got to look at, you know, when people say, "Well, I don't predict blowouts." Why? Why not? Why? If you're not predicting blowouts, then you're not taking some chances on some guys that are going to get that run. So I don't agree with that at all. I mean, we've seen in the NBA where you predict a blowout and it's not a blowout and then you get screwed. But on the flip side of it, you know, if you predict a blowout and Mason Plumlee gets more run and you faded Jokic at 10-3 because he only plays, say, three quarters, and I have no problem playing Jokic like in a cash game. I just don't think he has the upside in this matchup. You know, could he put up 60 in three quarters? Sure, he could. I just don't see the need for him to run out there. I'd rather take my chances on Plum Dog, man. So I'm going to stick with that. Again, Monte Morris, another guy. If you think it's going to get kind of crazy, no problem playing Monte Morris at 4,300 here. Again, he's shown some upside as well. I don't care for any of these other guys, but Plum Dog, Michael Porter Jr. is just extremely efficient when he's on the court. If we pull up his numbers right now over the last 2 weeks and just look at what he's been doing, Michael Porter Jr. is a 1.08 fantasy points per minute. Plum Dog, 1.13 fantasy points per minute last 2 weeks. If that dude gets 25 minutes for some reason, he's going to crush that. So, all right, Graham downgraded out. There we go. We got that Cody Martin, Bridges, and Rozier. Those are the three guys I want. Anyways, back to this. Again, Barton, 5,700 is too cheap. Jamal Murray, 6,900 is too cheap. You can play any of these guys. Again, I'm going to be lighter on Jokic, and I'm going to be heavier on Plum Dog, Porter Jr., and Grant. Those are the guys I really want here. Sure, Murray, 6,900 can smash that as well. I'll get a piece of him. So I'll get a piece of these top three guys, but I'll be heavier on these bottom guys like Grant, Morris, Plumlee, Porter. So I think I beat that dead horse enough. So let's move on to Toronto at Phoenix. Toronto at Phoenix, 225 over under. We have Toronto favored by 4.5. Now, again, we talked about this on the Raptors. We're waiting on news. You know, we know Gasol's out, but we don't know about Fred VanVleet at Ibaka. Now, this game's got a close spread. Decent over-under. Nothing too crazy, but a competitive game. No problem. Lowry, 6,900 is way too cheap here if Ibaka is out. Siakam, 8,200. No problem going there at all as well. OG at 5,700. You got to play some OG. Like we said, we saw some big games out of him the last two. But 6 steals and 7 steals. That's 21 fantasy points, and that's 18 fantasy points. Even if he doesn't get these, 39 minutes and 40 minutes. If those two guys are out, say he had 0 steals here, he's still putting up 30. You'll take that over 5,700, even though I think he's going to get 1 or 2 steals. You can't expect a 7 or 6 here. 7 steals, 21 fantasy points. He still would have been at 44, which would have been fine. So, yeah, the guy's been on fire. No problem playing OG here. No problem going back to it. Norman Powell, again, 4,900. Way too cheap for him if those guys are out. He's going to play massive minutes. If we looked at the last two games, those guys were out. He's playing 40, 36 minutes, put up 34 and 26. So I will want me some Norman Powell. Again, Hollis Jefferson at 3,800. I talked about this earlier. You know, we're going to have a lot of value at the power forward position where I don't think you really want to spend up. So guys like Hollis Jefferson will probably start. Boucher, you know, if you want to take a shot at him, he's, you know, center eligible, not power forward eligible now, 3,600. There's some big games out of him, but they're not giving a bunch of run. He's basically running his starters into the ground. So it's Siakam, Lowry, OG Powell. And the guys I would rank this, I would probably go OG Powell, then Siakam, Lowry, and then, you know, Hollis Jefferson again, 3,800. He's the one, the guy that doesn't get all the run because they can put Siakam down at the 5. So he saw 24 minutes, put 23. You don't hate that at 3,800 at all. And there's upside there, but he's the one guy that's not going to get massive, massive run. But again, we need this news here. And if we don't get it, you might want to take some shots at OG and Powell and some of these cheaper guys, you know, just to get over the field. On the Phoenix side of the ball, you know, Oubre's out. You know, Frank the Tank's been out for a while. So the guys we're going to look at, basically, these top five plays, that's basically it. You know, Rubio 6,400 is way too cheap, especially if we get Fred VanVleet out and we get Ibaka out. If Ibaka is out, I have some love for Ayton because Ayton should be able to tear up Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. There should be no problem there. So this is a situation where I want Ibaka out before I love some Ayton. If Ibaka is in, I don't really like Ayton that much. Booker 7,500 is too cheap. Rubio 6,400. Mikal Bridges is going to get a ton of run with no Oubre out there. Same with Sarge. 38. You know, 5,700. Same price for a Bridges. Same price for an OG. He's going to be the odd man out. So if you're playing an ownership game, maybe you want a little bit more Bridges here. Even though I think, you know, the optimal is going to be, if those guys are out, it's OG, then Miles Bridges for me. But I'll throw Mikal Bridges in there for a little bit. And then, you know, Sarge against power forward, 4,500. If he gets a start in some minutes, I don't mind him, but nobody absolutely love to play. Let's jump over to this Washington-Sacramento game. 234 over under, Sacramento favored by 5.5. If we look at the Kings, you know, we still got Holmes out. We got Bagley out. So we're still going to see a lot of Bielitsa here. You know, Barnes, Giles and Bielitsa are too cheap, especially against Washington. Now, Washington has been playing a little bit better defense lately. They're a little bit healthier. But, you know, it's a team that you can still put some points on. They got a 119 implied total. De'Aaron Fox, you know, 7,500 if he plays against Washington, no problem there. Buddy Hield's really hard. Walton hates him. Sacramento hates him. They don't give him minutes. 25, 23, 26, all off the bench. 5,500. Could he see a spike for a game where he goes off? Sure, maybe. But nobody I love. Bogdanovich, 4,900. 27 minutes. Nobody I'm excited about at the shooting guard. Much rather play Martin, Powell, these guys. Alex Lynn's a little interesting at center, 4,800. Pretty sure he had 27 minutes against Detroit, put up 38. He's a guy nobody will play at all. So if you want to take a shot at a guy like that, I still want Plum Dog over him. But if we're looking for these low-owned guys that might do something, maybe you can take a shot at a Alex Lynn. But really, for 119 implied team total for Sacramento. They're kind of spread out. It's kind of spread out where they get their points at. You know, Bielitsa 4,800. Again, no problem playing him. You know, I think we'll see closer to the 30-minute mark than the 23 played against Detroit. So at 4,800, that's just way too cheap for him. So no problem playing him. Let's head on over and look at the Wizards side. Bradley Beal 10-3. No problem playing for Bradley Beal. The guy's been just lights out. Get Sacramento. Look at that. 62, 67, 50, 52, 67. That is his last five FanDuel fantasy point games, and I don't think it's going to slow down here. He is the offense. 114 implied team total. That's where it's going to come from. Rui at 5K, more of a cash game guy. Bertans is the guy you want if you're looking for upside. Comes off the bench. I think he hit 8 out of 10 trays last game. For 24, he had 29 points, but 24 of them came from behind 3-point line. That's what he does. So he can splash this big game once in a while. I think maybe too many people are going to chase that, so I don't absolutely love it. Bryant, they haven't been playing big minutes. You know, with this team almost fully healthy outside a Wall, they're just kind of just throwing a bunch of people out there. They really don't have a ton to play for. So basically, it's Beal for me. You know, Shabazz Napier, 4,800. Ish Smith, 4,400. They've been basically splitting minutes. I don't really love this outside of Beal. If you want to take a few shots on Rui or Bertans, that would be about it for me. You know, like I said, Napier's been starting over Ish Smith. You know, 4,800. There's worse plays, but you know, I want him to sniff those 30. Mark asks, is Beal a lock play tonight? I don't think he's a lock play because there's so many good plays at shooting guard for cheap as well. So he's a guy I'm not going to lock in at 10-3. I don't like locking in guys that are five figures. There's a lot more avenues for them guys to fail than there is for a cheaper guy to smash. So I'm going to have plenty of Beal. Don't get me wrong. But I don't like to lock in those expensive guys. Let's head over to the hammer game here. The last game, we don't have the damn news. I talked about maybe a play in here that I was really interested in that I want to kind of go heavy on. We'll save that. We'll go on the Lakers side real quick. Lakers 220 over under with the Lake Show favored by 12.5. Now, I know Philly is beat up, but that line seems pretty stinking inflated if AD does not play. I would think it would be under double digits if AD was sitting because the team is not that deep. So looking at that line, I would guess that AD is going to play. And if he plays, I would rather play AD than I would LeBron when they both play, but I'm not overly excited about either of them. I'd rather play Bradley Beal. But again, it's AD and LeBron James. And if you do think he's going to play, Kuzma's out of play. You know, McGee's out of play. All these guys are out of play. However, if you think AD's going to sit, Kyle Kuzma at 4,200, you're going to want, you know, this is what I did the other night, and I talked about it in notes if you were in our Slack. I talked about, you know, and then when I got fourth place in that tournament on FanDuel, and I had Kuzma in my lineup. And what I did was I said, we don't know if AD is going to play or not. We're not going to get this news. It's a late game. So I went 25 or 30%. I can't remember Kyle Kuzma. And I know those lineups were going to be dead if AD plays. But I also knew, and I adjusted his projection because most projections had him in there like AD was going to play. I adjusted his projection for, I think, 30 or 32. And so he put in a lot of my top lineups. And thanks, man. Appreciate the follow. I code your life. So at 4,200, if you think AD is going to sit, to me, that line just looks like he's going to play. But if you think he's going to sit, Kyle Kuzma was 5% that day. So thanks, man. Appreciate the follow. If you think he sits, Kyle Kuzma, man. Up that projection, and at 4,200, he's a steal. I mean, you're going to want a ton of him. Dwight Howard's going to play more of the five ball. McGee, 3,800. Dwight Howard, 4,200. Those guys are all way too cheap. I thought AD was going to sit that game. I think AD plays this game. So with that being said, I don't want any of these guys besides AD and LeBron James. They are cheap, but I just... You know, unless you think, you know, Howard and Kuzma and Rondo are going to get a lot of run if they get up a bunch, then you can take some shots at them because they're all really, really cheap. But if you think AD is going to sit, you better get about all the Kuzma you can handle, and you better get a bunch of McGee and Howard and Rondo because they are just dirt cheap here. Even Markieff Morris, I take a splash, but I'm not overly excited about that. But Kuzma, 4,200. With that being said, on the Sixers side, man, they are banged up. No, we ain't going to get that news on Davis before lock. That's what I just talked about. You got to make those decisions when you build these lineups, and you're going to have to take a chance. So on the Philly side, Simmons, Embiid, Richardson all being out, Tobias Harris is going to see all the usage he can handle. 7,300, no problem running him out there. Way too cheap. Horford at 6,200. Again, too cheap. Even if it gets out of control after the third quarter, these guys can still hit their value. I'm not scared because they're not super expensive. Shake Milton's been just playing ungodly. If you think he's going to keep shooting at that clip, then go ahead and fire him up. 5,700 still cheap. Not a must play, but I'll definitely have some of them. My favorite plays down here, when Richardson got hurt, Mike Scott started that second half. So they could start Mike Scott at the four and put Horford at the five here. They're going to need some size, though, against this team. So maybe we see the cock, you know, playing the five and Horford the four a little bit here. And if that's the case, 3,600, you know, I'd take a few shots at him. But my favorite play on this whole team is Alec Burks. We've seen massive ceilings out of this guy and everywhere that he's went, right? In this last game against the Clippers, he saw that was 25 minutes, put up 25 fantasy points. I don't know. Gut call thinks he's going to come out there. This is where I want. Everyone's going to be on Shake Milton. Everyone's going to be on Tobias Harris. I want the guys that are going to be lower owned that have 40-point upside and is going to play regardless. He's going to play the second unit regardless, and he's going to play if it gets out of control, and he's still going to look to score. And that's Alec Burks, man. 4,700, one of my favorite plays for Philly tonight. Korkmaz, 4,100 if you want to take a shot. I don't want any of these other guys down here. It's basically maybe a little bit of Cock, Scott, Korkmaz, Burks, and then again, you know, Harris, Horford, Milton are all in play. But Burks is the guy I kind of want to be overweight on because I don't think he's going to be owned enough. So, with that being said, let's head back on over to the desk here and see what kind of questions we got. Definitely got to get some exposure to Milton, he says. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to have some exposure to that. You got to have exposure. They got 104 implied team total. Again, going into Tobias Harris, Horford, and Milton all have to have big games if that game stays close. But again, Burks is my guy, so I'm gonna ride or die with that guy. I'm going to have a ton of them tonight. So, yeah, man. Again, FanDuel, this tournament is fantastic. $3.33 buy-in. Let's see what it's at now. Curious how close it is to filling. It is already got 91,000 entries in it. So it's about 65% full if you want to jump in that thing. Do I think Fox plays? I think he does. It's a great tournament. Again, I hope this thing fills. I hope they run it more often. It's again, allows more people that have smaller bankrolls to get in here and go after it. So, again, man, going to be on notes tonight. So how do you attack? HVH is, or you mean head-to-heads? Are you talking head-to-heads there, Renee? How do I attack head-to-heads? If you're talking the head-to-heads, always max out your cheapest ones before you go up to more expensive. If you can play the $1 and $2 head-to-heads, go play as many $1 and $2 head-to-heads as you can before you move up to the next price point. There's guys like myself and other guys that play a lot of volume or have won. We can't play anything under $5 on FanDuel and anything same on DraftKings. So you're going to play a lot less sharks if you play the lower dollar stuff. Always max that stuff off, especially DraftKings where you can limit it to one person or one person can take a game. You know, throw 100 or however many you can throw out head-to-heads in the $1. Play all those. You want the variant. You want to play a ton of people. Why? You know, if you get a bankroll you're trying to build, you don't want to spend $150 head-to-head. You'd rather, you know, spread that $50 out in 50 different people in $1 head-to-heads. That's how you have to do it. Do you think the early games hit value more than the late games? Well, I mean, it's not necessarily. I think they hit value. I don't care. Like, I'll never care if I have like a hammer piece from a game. I'm just going to play the best plays. If I think the value's on the early games, over the late, that's where I'll play. To me, like I said, Charlotte has a ton of value. We know that there's going to be, I kind of like the bench guys on goal or Denver, like I said. I think those guys will go under-owned. And that's just kind of how I'm approaching the slate. I'm not forcing it in like, okay, I got to have a value piece from this game or this game. Just let the plays come to you, man. Don't think you have to dictate my play by, oh, I have to have a piece from the Washington-Sacramento game or whatever it may be. Just play the best plays that you think are going to crush value and exceed that point per dollar. And that's basically how I attack it. So again, I appreciate all you guys, man. Thanks for all the new followers. We'll get on here and do this again tomorrow. Really love all the questions. Let's get after today and deuces.